We're up to Perek Yudalid. We are winding down Perek Yudalid. We're up to Pasuk Yud. Okay, let's see if we can finish up the Perek today. Not likely, but never know. Okay, there's not too many Midrashim. I don't have too many things to say. So let's try to run through the Pesukim. A lot of the Pesukim is, it's the same theme. Gloom and doom. Gloom and doom. There seems to be a lot of that, you know? It seems like you can't escape. It's just, how many ways can you say the same thing? Okay, but all the words are holy, and maybe one day we'll be able to figure out some deeper understanding. Okay, let's start with Pasuk Yud. Pasuk begins, Kolema Hashem Lom Hazeh. Again, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yud. So says Hashem Lom Hazeh concerning these people, Kein Ohavu Lanua Raglehem, just like, K means just like they love, K means so too. So too, we're missing half of the pasuk, and we'll see with the Harashi and the Mitzudos how they add the part that we're missing. But the point over here is, so too it shall be. So it shall be. Avu lanu raglehem. These people. Well, let me take that back. K means so it is that these people, referring to Klal Yisrael, they love to move around. They can't sit still. They have no zitzlish. Mr. Rappaport, good morning. How are you? These people, they love to move around. They cannot sit still. They have no zitzlish. Lo chasachu. Chasachu means they cannot. Hold back. Okay, chasachu means, let's see, the mitzudos sion says in minia, to withhold. They lack the ability to withhold themselves from moving around, and this simply means that they, when they feel that they're in danger, instead of staying put and being mispalel to Hashem for protection, for salvation, they run to their friends. They run to Mitzrayim, they run to Ashur, they run to their neighboring countries to beg them that they protect them from their enemy. Why are you running around? Stay put. All you have to do is be mispalel to Hashem, and Hashem will save you. But the Klal Yisrael, Navi complains, does not like to sit around. They don't have any zitzlish. They can't be mispalel to Hashem. They have to go and run to their neighboring countries for protection. The Hashem lo yirotzah. Hashem does not have any satisfaction in these nations. These nations that appear to be your friends and to protect you, this is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Hashem wants you that you should pray to Hashem directly. Atah, and therefore now, Yizkor Avinam, therefore the day of reckoning has arrived. Their sins will be remembered, and their sin will be remembered, and punishment will be brought upon them. Mitzudos Tav Pasuk Yud. La'am Hazeh, concerning. La'am, the Lamed of here means Al Ha'am Hazeh. The Medrash says, every time it says the word, there's a difference between Ani and Am. Whenever it says the word Am, it has a connotation of the Rishoin. And whenever it says Ani, my nation, it's always associated with the tzaddikim. So here as well, when it says Kolema Hashem L'om Hazeh, the very fact that the pasuk chose the word Om and did not choose the word Ani, right away is an indication that we're not dealing here with the tzaddikim, we're dealing here with wicked people. Kein Ohavu Lanua. Now here, the Mitzvah adds in a lot of bayer into this pasuk because we're really missing an entire expression. Kimo Sheheim Noim Ata Mivnei Horov. Cain means just like now, they're running around, they're milling about. Right now they're starving, there's no food. Given these psukim that we're learning in this parak is describing very specifically a famine that is taking place towards the tail end of the Bayis Rishon. It's not clear exactly when this famine occurred. Did it occur during the siege? Possibly, the last 3 years. It doesn't seem so. It seems like it's occurring a little bit before that. There was a period of time at some point during the tail end of the Churban Bayis, I guess the last 22 years, maybe even before, maybe during even the time of Yoshiyahu. Maybe even then, there was some type of very significant famine, and the people are running around trying to buy food. They run to Mitzrayim, they run to Ashur, they run to Amon, the Moyav, and we learned on Friday is that this famine was unique in that it only affected Eretz Yisrael. all of the other neighboring countries had plenty of food, and therefore it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was singling out Eretz Yisrael for punishment. If the entire region would be stricken with a famine, it would not be so bad. We can say, which is, it's not due to any particular sin, this is just Darkoy Shalolam. There are cycles in the environment, in the climate, and there are times when there are famine. And if the whole region is affected by a famine, so obviously there's Hashem is giving us a message, but it does not necessarily mean that we are doing something which is extremely wrong. But when only Klal Yisrael is being singled out for starvation, for famine, that is not a good sign. And at this point in time, they indeed were running from place to place. They were trying to find food in other locations. They're running around. Hashem here is saying, according to them, it says, Mida Keneged Mida. Do you know why now you're going to have to be inconvenienced to run from country to country to buy food? It's because in the previous years, when you were under threat, you ran from country to country to seek their protection, to form alliances, and guarantees that they would come to your aid. K'mo shehem noyim ata, just like now, they're running around, they're moving around, b'nei horov, levakish machol barotzo sacheros, Cain. Here's where the Cain comes in. This is in response to what their sin. Ohavu me'oz, from time immemorial, l'yos noim, to move around, they did not withhold themselves, raglayim, they did not withhold their feet, milleches pamla mitshaim upamla ashur, levakesh mehem ezra, to seek assistance, ko'aymer. Therefore, if you want to take the pasuk in the big picture, lochein yonuhu gamata, it is mida keneged mida. So Cain means, you have to, when you read the pasuk, you have to add in that just like the reason why now you are running around to find food, Cain, this is due to you. This is so. It is. You are deserving of this because in the past, Ohavu lanu araglehem lechosochu v'Hashem leirotzam. Next words of the Mitzvah Stavid, Einoi merutza lohem. Hashem has no favor in these nations that you seek assistance. V'hinei ata yizkar es avaynam v'yishalem hagmul. Now the day of reckoning has arrived, and that's why you're starving to death. Rashi is a bit different. Rashi says, Cain ehavu lanua, Cain, so it is, kemosha gozarti alehem, so it shall be, like I decreed upon you, goyla b'mitzrayim u'bavel, that you will go to Golis in Egypt and Bavel. Ohavu sham liyos golim, they love there to be golim, la'avoid elilehem, harichoy kois, because there they love to worship their gods that are distant. So according to Rashi, it seems to say is also, being that during the good years when you were securing your land, you were curious as to how the other nations worshipped idols, and you sent messengers to these nations, to these lands, to Babylon and to Mitzrayim, to learn about their idols and to import them into your land. Hashem says, you like their idols? So you know what? You might as well go there. You might as well live in those lands. Leave Eretz Yisrael, live in Mitzrayim, live in Babel, and you can worship the idols that are found in that land. Why do you have to import them? Move there. That's a similar Rashi, how he learned from the Pasuk, Cain. So it shall be that you will be going to exile now, because Ohavu, in the past, you love Lanua Raglehem, you love to move your feet and to travel as tourists to these countries, Lechasachu, to worship the idols. The Hashem Loirotzam. Hashem had no favor in these idols, this Sheker, and therefore, Ata Yiskar Voinam, Yivkoyda Chatesam. So obviously, Rashi is very different than the Mitzudas. Rashi learns that the subject of this pasuk is avodah zara, idolatry, whereas again the Mitzvah learns that the issue over here is security. security, you're putting your confidence in other nations and not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But if there was a famine, then the people would say, oh, I have to go to the other place to get food.
Okay, according to Rashi, that's not, we're not even discussing it altogether. According to Rashi, Rashi over here is saying the Golus is coming, and you're going, it's not even, Rashi does not make mention of food. Rashi says the Golus is coming, and you're going to be exiled into these lands. The vast majority were exiled into Bavel, and a very small number went into Mitzrayim. After the survivors, the people that were allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban, they got afraid when they assassinated Gedaliah ben Achikam. They all went to Mitzrayim. They packed up to them. So these were the two lands that absorbed the exiles, Bavel and Mitzrayim. So Rashi here is telling us why specifically these two lands. These two lands were the main idols which were worshipped by Klal Yisrael. And Hashem's poetic justice. You want to worship these idols? So go live there. The punishment is, I'll give you what you want. That's the ultimate punishment. Rashi doesn't make any mention over here of going, of searching for food. Let's see the Radak. Just like in the past, they loved. Now, the Radak starts off learning like the Mitzudos. They love to move around. Saying, Mohem, you like to go there? To go seek their assistance? So you know what? You might as well live there. In the past, they would seek assistance from the Egyptians and from the Assyrians, and they did not put their faith in Hashem. They did not withhold their feet from traveling to these countries. Even though the prophets told them, don't do this. And now, why are you running to Egypt? To drink the Meishichar. That's the very beginning of Sefer Yirim. You're going to these two countries to drink, to seek assistance. He did not obey the command, the advice of the Nevi'im. Poetic justice, I indeed will uproot you, I will cause you to travel, the eglom bein ho'amim, you'll move around among the nations. V'im taimar, ma teshuva ho'yisa zos l'divra Yirmiyahu. What's then the answer? How is this pshat in the pasuk, if I'm saying it's correct, so how does this fit, into the theme of the previous psukim? Because the previous psukim, Yirmiyah is being mispalel to Hashem, and Yirmiyah is saying to Hashem, do not destroy Klal Yisrael for your honor. That was the previous request, that if even though in a chanami we are not deserving, im avoneinu anuvanu, if we go back to the previous pasuk Zion, we learned on Friday, im avoneinu anuvanu, Hashem asil l'man shmecha, this pasuk, we say this 100 times, during the Yamim Noroyim, during the Tkufa Yom Noram, if our sins testify against us, okay, we're guilty, but Hashem, what about your honor? What about the chil Hashem to the entire world? How does this answer fit? Koyamer Hashem Olam Hazeh. This pasuk doesn't seem to have any relationship to the to Yirmiyah's bakasha. So the Radak answers, was he praying for the Rav? He was praying for the Rav. That if the people, even though there was a lack of rain, if the people were able to go to other lands, it would not be so bad. So he's adding here some more details into what the situation was. They were unable, the people were unable to leave Eretz Yisrael. They were locked in. There was a siege. Therefore, Heshev Lo Hakel Al Shaloi Ta'ovim Bohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded regarding the fact that the enemies are in control, the Yiglu Oysam, and will exile the people, Uvein Ka Chorov Yacherev Aleihem, and the famine will be upon them, Lefichach Omer Atona Yiskar Avoinam, Klomer Ato, Koidim Hagolis, Yiskar Avoinam Biro'ah, their sins will be remembered for evil, and they'll be punished through sword. Okay, so I'm not really clear what he means over here, but they try to translate this. I saw this in the English in the art school. I also didn't really understand how they just basically translate the words.
No, I think it means what the question was. You know, how does this relate to the thing of Ra? So the answer is that they were running around to try to keep the other nations. The other nations didn't let them leave, so they suffered in Ra. They had no food anymore. And
what's going to happen? But this pasuk is telling us they are going to move around. They're lanua. They're going to travel. Kain ohavu lanua. You're going to.
Baruch is going to put them in galus.
Yeah.
Leave the connected vita because they try to go out, but we didn't. They weren't left. They weren't allowed to leave because there was a blockade or whatever.
So what does it mean then, Kain Avu? First he starts by telling us of Lanu is they would seek assistance from the foreign nations. And first he's very clear in the beginning part to look like the Mitzvahs. Then he asks the question, what is this answer? This is Koyama Hashem is a response to the previous Psukim. The previous Psukim was Yirmiyah's request, Lavonenu Anuvanu. Hashem Asei Laman Shemecha. Right, that was his request. That was the Pasuk right before. Why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you doing this? So let's read the words again. The entire Mat Shulchan is also different. Yirmiyahu. What's Hashem responding? So he answers, "Ki hu hoya mispal al harav." So he's adding over here that he basically is saying there's more to the story. There's more to the story, even though the previous pasuk only describes in avarenu anuvanu asay Hashem asay leman shemecha. What was he coming? What was Yirmiyahu being mispal to Hashem in reference to the famine? So Hashem now says, let's just try to read the words again. Hu chayim espal al arav. Nemar. Noimar, to say, ki av b'shayim eniras ha-gesham, even though the rain stopped. Yirmiyah said to Hashem, it's not raining. Im hayu yichom lots, es la'aretz ha-goyim, lo havi tvua, lo yoy arav kol kach gadol. Okay, so there's a famine. But if we have a solution, we can go and we can travel to the foreign nations and get food, so therefore there's a problem to our solution. But the problem is the nations do not let us leave. They have locked us in. The enemy came and locked them in. Therefore, that made matters worse. There's no food inside and we can't leave. Okay. Therefore, now here's the part that's coming to answer. They blocked the border. The siege. There was a siege. There was a siege. Now, here comes the answer. Here comes the crux of the answer. L'fich d'yifer, heishiv loy hokel. Yirmiyah is being mispalel Hashem, we need food. We have a solution. But the solution is not practical because there's a siege. Hashem is answering. Hashem answers, I'll shaloit ho'ivim bohem. I'll tell you why the enemies are in control and I've locked the doors. The yiglu osam, and ultimately they will exile you. And no matter what happens, you're going to suffer from famine and from death. And in between, okay. In between, you're going to starve. Therefore, Omar, he said, Ata now, Yisker Avanim. Now, at this moment in time, in between, I'm going to remember their sins. Kolemer Ata. Koidem Hagolus, Yisker, Avoinim Berav. Now, at this point, before you go into Golus, you're going to starve. Vyivkoid Chatoit Samber. Listen, I don't know. To me, there's something really missing here. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. What? The question, the answer, there's a lack of sequence here.
Yeah.
Or, I read the words. We have a lot of ideas. They're all very nice. Each idea is a complete idea in and of itself.
It is confusing.
Yeah.
His translation here.
I have here the article. They translated almost mila, and I don't really understand what. Now, as poetic justice, they would be forced to move around to seek food. But since the country was under siege, from Nebuchadnezzar, the Jews could not go out to seek food. It made no difference if they went hungry in Jerusalem or if they were to be forced to leave the city as captives. How does that explain? But how does that explain the question? I don't know. Okay, let's leave it. We have ideas. We have ideas. How all the ideas, you put all the dots together, I don't know, but the ideas are true no matter what. Yirmiyah is mispalel im avoineinu anuvonu as shem asei leman shemecha. That's one idea. he do it for your honor. Another idea, we have Rashi and the Mitzudos, that they love Klal Yisrael in the good old years. They love to run around. Where are you running? Where are you running? You know, this is the beautiful story. It's the Mitzoy Shabbos story. You know, there's a minig by Hasidim every Mitzoy Shabbos to say Maisloch from the Rebbe's. So there's one Mais that you're supposed to say over every Mitzoy Shabbos. It's a beautiful story. The story is there was a person, and he had a dream. He had a dream that his father came to him in a dream that he should travel to faraway land, and in a certain house, inside the house, there's a treasure. Go there to this land. No, not in the house. Go to the certain land, on a certain island. Go to this location, and you're going to find there a treasure. So he wakes up, a very poor man, and he says to himself, oh, nonsense, I have this crazy dream. Nochemal, he had the dream again and again and again. So finally he tells his wife, I had this dream so many times, I have to go. I have to go and see if it's real. Maybe our fortune will change. Our allotted life will change. We'll become very wealthy. I have to go. So his wife thinks he's crazy. Finally he packs his bags and he goes a very long journey. He reaches his destination. And lo and behold, exactly what he saw in his dream, he sees in front of him. He sees the island, he sees the location where the treasure is located. The only problem is, there's a war taking place, and the army set up a fort right on the location where, in his dream, is the treasure. And there is no way in the world he's going to be able to get anywhere near that location. So he said, I'll wait it out. Maybe the war will end and the army will remove its fortress, its fort, its tent, and I'll be able to dig and find the treasure. In the meantime, he goes to a hotel, he sets up shop, he sits down at the bar, and he starts schmoozing with someone. This fellow says to him, you know, I had a dream. I had this dream a million times. In my dream, they told me I should go to this country on the other end of the world. And they told me to go to this street, this avenue, this street, and in the basement of this person, this location, there's a massive treasure. And this fellow is sitting there, and he cannot believe what he hears, because the area, the address that this other fellow was describing is exactly his home address. It's his home address. And this other fellow says, I thought this was crazy, and my wife tells me I'm crazy, but I had this dream so many times. I have to go. I have to go there. So this, now, I'm forgetting the details of the story, but this fellow, he thinks, wow, look at that. It's in my house. So he runs back home. No, what happens? He tells him, it could be that he told him his dream. He says, you know, I had the same dream. But the end was, he runs back home, and sure enough, he digs and he finds in his own home the treasure. So it comes out, his whole life, the treasure was buried right underneath his feet. And he had to have a dream to travel to the other end of the world to discover that the true treasure is in his own backyard. And am I explaining it well? So what's the Moshe Haskel? This story is a Hasidu Shemaisa. He's supposed to say this every Mitzvah Shabbos. What's the Moshe Haskel? Have you ever been in a shul, Mitzvah Shabbos? It's like a Penn Station, the rush hour, a mad rush to get out, right, to that Daven Ma'ariv, the earliest possible meeting for Ma'ariv, and everyone is running. They can't wait until Shabbos over. Where are they all going? Who knows? I remember someone once, Mitzvah Shabbos, he said this, he was running to get out. He was very, 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 he was very, very on edge. He couldn't wait until they started to get out. So the fellow said to him, where are you going? You have a date tonight. You've already been married for 40 years. You're running, going on a date tonight? Okay, but Mitzvah Shabbos, people, sometimes you get a sense, after being locked up a whole Shabbos, you're very tense, you're very antsy, you can't wait until Shabbos is over, Shabbos is over, I can check my email. Who sent you an email on Shabbos anyway? I can check my email, I can check the mail, I can break out of Shabbos. So the Musar Haskel is saying you live your whole life in this house, and you're always imagining that the treasure is far, far away. And then finally, when you skip to the grass on the other end of the world, you first realize that the treasure is buried right underneath your feet. After Shabbos, so people, they imagine, oh, finally we are released from the restrictions of Shabbos, and now we can go out and conquer the world. And then when you begin to conquer the world, you begin to realize the true treasure is Shabbos Kodesh, is back where you were originally. It's a very beautiful story which really illustrates, but so Shabbos, don't be so quick to run and conquer the world. The true treasure is what you've been sitting on is the entire Shabbos. So here, that idea really is true here when it comes to this Maisa. Hashem over here is telling Klal Yisrael, where are you running? What are you running? Kain ohavu lanua raglehem. Lo chasachu. You're running. You love to run. You think that the bracha is going to be found outside of Eretz Yisrael. In America, you'll get rich. In America is where they're going to protect you. They're going to help you. They're going to guard you. Where are you running? What are you running? The true bracha is to be found in Eretz Yisrael. That's really the message of this pasuk, according to the Pshut Shel Mikra, according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, each in their own way. You think you're going to find satisfaction in the idols in the other countries? You're not going to find satisfaction. Stay in the Eretz Yisrael and serve Hashem. That's where you'll find your true nachas. Okay, let's go to pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayem Hashem Elah, Hashem said to me again. We have this theme comes up over and over. Hashem Al Tespalul Ba'at Hamazel LeToiva. Do not pray on behalf of these people. There's no hope for them. Ki Yotzu Pasuk Yibayz. If they fast, Eineni Shoymeya. If they're going to fast, I'm not going to listen. El Binasam to their prayer. Even if they fast, I'm not going to listen. V'chis Yalu Oilo Mincha. If they're going to offer a burnt offering and a meal offering, Eineni Roitzam. It's not going to be acceptable to me. Ki Ba'Cherev Uvaraov Vadever Anochi Mechale Oisam. Three horrible curses. Death by sword, death by famine, dever is pestilence. I'm not exactly sure what that is. What is a dever? Is a plague. Pestilence. So what is that? Just some type of disease? Disease, some type of disease. It's not famine. Okay, some type of illness. Everyone is smitten by... Whatever it is, it means it doesn't... It's not good. Whatever it is, it's not good. That's for sure. Let's do the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Yirmiyahu responds. Vo'imar. When Yirmiyahu hears that the heavens are closed, Hashem does not want tefillah. And Hashem says there's going to be three horrible chorbonos. And I said, aha, whoa, Hashem Elokim. Hinei hanavim. Now here is a very interesting idea. He's now coming to defend Klal Yisrael. He did this already once before. He did the same thing before. Here it's a little bit different. He says it's not their fault. It's not their fault because they were misled by the false prophets. Don't blame them. Hinei ha-Nevi'im. This means the Nevi'i ha-Sheker. Omim lohem lo siru cherev. You're not going to see the sword. It's not going to come upon you. V'ra'ov lo yelochem. There's not going to be any famine. Ki shalom ve'emes etein lochem. V'makoyim hazeh peace. And emes I'll give you in this location. Now notice, we left out here, this is something very interesting. We left out ra'ov. I think he makes a point of that over here on the art scroll. They left out Rav. The Nevi'im only told them, don't worry, you're not going to have Chev, you're not going to have Rav. But he did not mention Dever. The Nevi'a Sheker do not say to them, you're not going to suffer from Dever. Why not? I don't know. Let's see, so he's coming at least to defend Klal Yisrael. It's not their fault. They were misled by the false prophets. Let's see the Mitzvah Stav Apostle Yud days. Pasuk Yud Aleph, these three Pasuk Yud Aleph, L'Toivah, do not pray on behalf of these people for good. L'Heitivi Mohem, Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem says, I'm not going to listen to their prayers when they fast. Ki Yotsumu, Af, Ki Atzmam Yotsumu, even if these people themselves will fast, Lo Yishma El Tefilasam Asher Yispalu B'yom Hatzim, I will not listen to their prayers, they pray on the day of fast. V'yafim Yalu Elo Min Chayidin Merutz Elohim, it's not acceptable, Ki Kol Ot She'ech As long as they continue to do their evil deeds, the fast mean nothing to Hashem. They're going to suffer. Now he comes to defend the Klal Yisrael. woe, an expression of grief. Amarti, oily, woe to me. Madua yichlu, why should they suffer? It's not their fault. Halay ein lachem osham, they're not guilty. Ki yinei nevi hasheker matem oisam. The nevi hasheker mislead them. V'oim lachem lo tiruchem, you're not going to see the sword. Elezeh cheshim shemaseyem lutzim Hashem. They are fooled to believe that they are tzadikim. The only ones that should suffer punishment should be the Nevi Hasheker, but not the population, not the populace. Shalom the MS, Shalom Masmidim Skayim. He puts these two words together. It's going to be this very thing. MS. I always tell that MS means continuous. MS doesn't only mean truth. Anything that is true is continuous. It's not sometimes today, sometimes tomorrow. It's a fad. Sheker is a fad. It's today's fad. Tomorrow there's always going to be something else. Something which endures the test of time that is continuous, always called MS. So when it says here, Shalom the MS, the Rebbe Mitzudas very beautifully is telling us it means an everlasting peace. Not a peace today, but not tomorrow. A peace that is continuous.
Similar expression.
Yeah, what is
Shalom the MS.
Oh, so maybe there also would mean the same thing. It means Novaha, so it's one expression. Bamakoim hazeh, in this location, kilo siglu, many you're not going to go into exile. Let's see, there is one Rashi, pasig yud, we did it right, there's no Rashis. Radak, pasig yud aleph, Vayemer Hashem says, do not pray on behalf of these people, litoiva, for good, lefish, espalal, mitzasam, lera'ah. Remember back a couple of parakim ago when Hashem revealed to Yirmiyah that they are planning to assassinate him. So Yirmiyah, he lost it. He lost it. He went and he cursed them out. And Hashem said, Yirmiyah, calm down. If you can't handle the people of Anosos, there's no way you're going to be able to take the heat when you go to Yerushalayim. Here, these people are trying to assassinate you in Anosos, child's play, relative to what you're going to get when you come to Yerushalayim. V'oyma, so therefore, he says now, all of a sudden, Yirmiyah, look at this, he goes, mikotze lakotze. First he cursed them, and now he prays. So that's what the Radak is making note of. Lefisha spala lamaktsasim l'ra'ah v'heim ratzu l'hamisa v'ama eren nikmascha mehem. May I live to see their suffering. V'amar hatikom katzel l'tivcha. He was mispalal back before. Up with them like sheep to for slaughter. Vigdisham and designate them. Liyoim hariga lefich amaloi litoiva al tespal aleihem. So Hashem says, that's why it says litoiva. Radak is telling us the reason why it was necessary to say litoiva is because Yirmiyah would just say, it's very interesting, because if Yirmiyah would just, if you would Jewish read the pasuk, Yirmiyah, don't pray for these people. See, if this was not Yirmiyah, what would you say? Well, of course, Hashem is telling him, don't pray that they should survive. Right? If the Pasuk would just say, Yirmiyah, don't pray on behalf of these people. So how would you read the Pasuk? Don't pray that they should survive. But with Yirmiyah, you don't really know what it means. Because Yirmiyah has a track record of praying for people to die. So then, if you would read the pasuk without the word l'toiva, you could very legitimately interpret the pasuk, and Hashem is saying, Yirmiyah, they're not that bad. Don't go get carried away and pray they should die. Calm down. Just because I'm angry doesn't mean you have to be angry. That is why the Radak says the pasuk is critical for the pasuk to end l'toiva in order not to say that. Not to fall back on his track record. Isn't that fascinating? Pasuk Yudbeis. Hashem then says, Ki Yutsumu, if they're going to fast and pray, I'm not going to listen to their prayers. Kisha Yikru Tzayim, when they're going to call for fasting, the Yisanu, when they're going to fast, the Yispalalu, Eineni Shemea Elrina, some not going to listen to the prayer parish, Al El Tzakasam Kumai, Kumi Reini Balayla and Echa, rise up and give forth song in the evening. Omar al elinasam v'hulo hiske tefilu tzaka el hatzayim. Okay, so we're not mentioning over here prayer and tzaka, but the fasting lefisha ain tzayim below tefilu tzaka. All you have to say is tzayim, because the word fast day is synonymous with prayer. I'm not going to accept their karbanos. It's not going to be acceptable. That was a right song. Eineni oilo umincha. Eineni roitzam. Yirtse oisam. The word roitzam is really two words. I'm not going to find favor in them. Klema oilosam umilchasam ulo yul rosalufanai. Pasuk Yud Gimel. He comes to defend Klal Yisrael. Voimar. Ma yuchal Yisrael asois im hanavim amatim oisam. What's, it's not their fault. What do you expect of them if the false prophets misguide them? Yomar lochem lo tiru chenavav. Don't be afraid. They tell them shalom emes shalom shel kayama. Same like the mitzudas. Okay, back to the text. Pasuk Yud Aleph. So Vayomar Shnahir, Hashem says, this is very frightening. Okay, this is frightening because Hashem says, I disagree with you, Yirmiyah. You're telling me that it's not their fault because they have Nevi'ei Sheker? They know their Sheker. Let me introduce this to you with a story I just read very recently by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's very shocking, the story, he says, there's one person I don't forgive. Talking about Chinuch. He was addressing people in the realm of Chinuch, and he said he had a Rebbe when he was in Yeshiva Kitana, and he came late to Yeshiva one day, and the Rebbe gave him a frask. If I'm not mistaken, he gave him a frask. So why did he give him a frask? Because he came late. He asked him, why did you come late? He says, there was an old lady that asked me, I was coming to Yeshiva, that asked me for my help. She needed some help, and I helped her. She needed me to help her take her packages from the store at home. So it took me 10 minutes. I was delayed 10 minutes. I was helping this old lady. On that day, there was a parade, a church parade, across the street from the yeshiva. A parade, church parade, and it was very interesting. And the Rebbe had a lot of, the Rebbein there had a hard time controlling the children from watching all the procession, all of the things that were happening. Whatever it was, so the Rebbe said, the Rebbe said to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, you're lying. You went to watch the parade. You're lying to me. You were watching the church parade, and that's why you came late. Frask. And they gave him a frask. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says his whole life, talk about abuse, you know, we live in a world today of, you know, Rahman Lutzlan, it's no joke, of abuse and chinuch and all. So he says, I never forgave that Rebbe, because he should have known that I would never do that. It is the duty of a Rebbe to know your Talmidim. I was not a person in Yeshiva Ketana that would go and watch the parade. And it is the duty of a Rebbe to know where their students are holding. It's like Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, it says in Yeshaya, will judge through smell. Two Baalidinim come to you, and you can smell them out. Go speak to any experienced dayan. It's a business. There are people, Talmidei Chamtei, they're in the business. Batedin, Meret Yisrael especially. Batedin, you talk to a person, an experienced dayan, immediately, after 5 minutes of listening to a din Torah, you can smell what's going on here. Okay, so sometimes you have no choice. You have to follow the halach. You have to follow the edus and rules and regulations, like any secular proceeding in court. But a dayan, the Melech HaMashiach, will be able, Chazal said, the pasuk says, to judge just by talking to a person through smell. You already know what's going on here. So he says that's the duty of every mechanich, to know your Talmidim. To know your Talmidim, and therefore there's no excuse for this Rebbe not knowing that I would never do that. I would never do that and go watch the Skosha parade, and he had to go write my name and give me a frase. I have the same I'm not trying to brag. But I had a similar experience, and I always think about it because I see this person every so often. When I was in yeshiva, already in Beis Medrash, so there was someone there, it was a Shomer HaPesach. He wasn't Shomer, he was a little Shigel Mashkiach, and I'm not trying to break it, I never came late. I was always on time. And there was one particular day, my grandmother was very sick, she was nifted that kufa, and I had to attend to my grandmother. And I came late. I come in maybe 10-15 minutes late, and he says to me, where are you? How come you're late? I told him what happened, and he says, I don't care. And he wrote my name down on the list of all the people who come late to be given to whatever. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't make it. But like, it really hurt. Like, come on, like, you should know every single day I come on time. What kind of garbage is this? What kind of garbage? People over here, what goes on over here? The other people over here. You for them, they all get a pass, and for me, you go.
What is he gave up on?
No. It was a very. I took it as a very insensitive, act, which shows that you really don't know where the students are holding. If you know where the students are holding, it would be a different story. This is Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's message to Mechanchim. You have to know your students, and therefore you have to adjust to the situation based upon where the students are holding. That's exactly what Hashem says to Yirmiyah in the opposite direction, the opposite. Don't give me this answer that the Klal Yisrael don't know that the Nevi'eh is Sheker. That's baloney, then they don't know. You can smell a rat. If these are your prophets, you can smell, you can detect they're not for real, they're phonies. And when they go tell them everything is okay, there's going to be peace, an enduring peace, and continue doing your averus, everything is fine and good, you're good people, you mean well, it's not an excuse. A person has a sixth sense. You know where the other person is holding, and not only that, it is your duty to know where your rabbeim and your teachers and certainly your students are holding. And that's Hashem's response. Yeah, technically you can say they told us they're the leaders, they're in a position of authority, and they told us everything is kosher v'yosha, everything is fine and good. And Hashem says, I don't go for this. Vayomer Hashem Elai. What?
The analogy you gave, but I'm asking is Hashem finding fault through Yahweh?
Hashem is telling Yirmiyah that your excuse is not correct. What was Yirmiyah's defense? The people were misled. The Nevi'eh HaSheker were the position of leadership. They come to Shul, and the Nevi'eh HaSheker get up and say, don't worry, everything is going to be okay. Everything is fine and good. You're good people, you mean well, everything is fine. So Hashem said, what do you want from them? If you want to punish someone, punish the Nevi'eh HaSheker. Don't punish Klal Yisrael. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, the people, the Hamoinam, know that their leaders are Sheker. They know it.
My question was, I understand, he's fine, they really know the truth of people. But is Hashem also being critical of Yirmiyah himself, that he's offering that? Come on, Yirmiyah.
Well, Hashem is responding. Yes, I know. Hashem is not... is not firing him. Yirmiyah survives. Have a long way to go.
He
wasn't fired. But Hashem is criticizing. Hashem is criticizing. Hashem is saying it's not a good. It's not a good answer. Let's see.
Don't you think to a certain degree that
sixth
sense has to be developed? I mean, we have a sixth sense, and when you. I think it seems to me, especially in Shidduchim and things like that, there's so much overprotection that these young people never have a chance to develop it.
It's a problem, you're right. It is a problem. It is a problem. But there has to be a balance, like everything in life. That's the problem. If it was so simple, we wouldn't have all these problems.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm with you. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Sheker HaNeviim. The Nevi'im are sheker. They're liars. Nevi'im b'shmi. They say prophecy in my name, and we repeat the word sheker. They say prophecy in my name with falsehood. Lo shelachtim. I never sent these people. V'lo tzivisim. I never commanded them to say these false words. V'lo dibarti aleihem. I never spoke concerning them. Which we have to translate those words more precisely in a few moments. We'll see. Lo, I never spoke concerning them. I never commanded them to. I never commanded they should speak on my behalf. Chazoyim, they have nothing but visions of sheker. They are involved in kesem. Kesem is some type of divination. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Which means some type of black magic. The elil. They're involved in emptiness. Elil means foolishness. The Elil, what? Elilim. Elilim is avodah zarah. It's foolishness. Visarmis, deceit. All these very harsh words. Libam, Elil, visarmis, libam. Their hearts are to the sarmis libam. I think the word libam goes back on the word sarmis. Or both words, elil v'sarmis libam. Let's assume it goes back on both of those words. They are foolish and deceitful hearts. Hema they misnadim lochem. They're misnadim. What's good for them? What's good for you? But what's not in my name? It's lochem. It's not li. It's not in my name. It's all make believe. Yirmiyahu, of course, knew this. Yirmiyahu was the Navi HaEmes. Of course he knew this. But he's coming to defend. He's coming to defend Klal Yisrael. Hashem, you can't destroy Klal Yisrael because of their sins. They're not to blame. If you want to blame someone, blame the leaders. They should punish, but not the people. They're innocent. Hashem says the people are not innocent. Because the people know. The people know that they're liars. That's the meaning of this pasuk. Let's see the Ra Mitzudot. Shekrim. Ritzayna Loimar. Now here, see what I told you, the idea that I told you is not obvious in the pasuk. It's not explicit, but that's how the mitzvah story shah in the pasuk. Ritzayna Loimar. Halo yesh lohem das. They have intelligence. People are not as foolish as you think they are. People are not so stupid. They know what's going on. Yesh lohem das asher hema misnadim mishek. They know deep down that these leaders that they have elected are all good for, they're good for nothing. They're sheker. Ki me'olam lo shilachtim. They know deep down I never sent them lo tzivisi osam shum tzavo. Af lo dibarti aleihem dovar. That's how we tie those words. I never spoke to them. One word, mibli shlichus, dibarti aleihem dovar, mibli shlichus. I'm not sure how to translate those words, but it means something like I never sent them on a mission. I never spoke to them that they should go on a mission and say prophecy. V'imkein ein biyadam lo se shum oisum oifes. It's not in their hand to give any sign that everything is going to be okay. And they have nothing, they have no credentials. These people, I never spoke to them, they have not performed any signs to show that they are MS. They have no credentials. And therefore, the people have no one to blame but themselves for having confidence in these people. Chazoyin sheker, ritzoyin loymar, imkein hoy lochem lodas, if you, the hamoinam, should be aware that the visions that they are presenting are sheker. Shei misnadim, oy, the visions that they're presenting, you should be aware, are false or false. Or things that they're showing, you should be able to detect that it's being done through divination. What they see in the stars, what they hear from the trafim, these whatever these things are. You love on how the trafim, these dead bodies which they would use for koichas atoma, shem dover shem by mamish klal oy ba'armis with libam deceit yivduku shekarim yibadu they fabricate lies. The people have no one to blame but themselves for falling into the trap of listening to these charlatans. Yudal and Rashi elil lashon el dover she'enai. It's mutrikin a something which. El Aleph Laminus El She'e L'shoim
A nothing
Al L'shoim Al Kama. What does Al mean? Al means Dovar She'eino, something that does not exist. Okay, you have to come after the word Al. Very good. Yeshu Koyach. Okay, now let's see the Radak. Radak pasuk Yudalid Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said Chazoyin Sheker Ki Loi Rov Benevua. They don't have. They're not prophets. They did not see any vision. The Hamam, they say Ki Benevua Rov Osam, and they're liars. They're just plain pashut. They're liars. The Kesem Elil V'Sar Muslibam. The Kesem Kesem Kosav Kesem. What is Kesem? Kosav Hechacham Hagadol Rambam Zichron Levrach. He quotes the Rambam. Ki yesh anashim sheyishpa alehem hakoyach hasichli bekoyach hadima ad sheyidaberu. There are people that they imagine it's bestowed upon them a koyach hasichli bekoyach hadima. They have very fascinating creative minds. Hakat hayu Nevi HaBaal, this cat was Nevi HaBaal, Mibnei Zehoyu Ma'aminim Bohem. And therefore, people believe them. Because they were very smart people. They were very clever people. Rambam was Lushitasa. The Rambam very often tries to downgrade magic. The Rambam always says there's no such thing as Shadim. This is right. There's no such thing as Shadim. No such thing as Shadim. Go to the whole Talmud. There's Moli V'Godosh Shadim. So what does the Rambam mean? There are no Shadim. So there's a famous author from Rav Huttner that until the time of the Rambam, there were Shadim. But when the Rambam paskin, there are no Shadim. Mikan Olamo, they cease to exist. They cease to exist. What?
If not for the FJJ who says, it is the Gula, you wouldn't notice the Gulas if they sent you over there.
Okay, so the Rambam over here goes on to say, Kesem.
There's a Shadim. Thank you. How do you make this a Gula?
Okay, so the Rambam here says, if I'm reading it correctly, Kesem, which we commonly assume has something to do with magic, like you know, all these mystical, these fantasy.
But they're all trying to predict the future.
So the Rambam says, no, what it means, Kesem, is people that are extremely clever. They're very brilliant people. With the Klei HaSichli, they can predict what's going to happen. They can see what's going to, they can tell you who's going to win the election. A person who's super brilliant can see the whole big picture. He knows all the statistics. They can tell you what's going to happen. That's what it basically means.
See, for example, yeah. Bill Lucky can see somebody who can you play safe to someone.
But we assume there means the real deal. It means the magic. Okay, so that's the Rambam. The Rambam is downplaying this idea of magic. He just means it means other koichos.
That's why the people believe that, because they could tell them what would happen.
That's why they got, that's the credentials. They have a very good track record. What? That's what Yirmiyah is trying to do. And Yirmiyah, Hashem says no, that's not an excuse. The people know the difference between you and them. People are smart enough to know that you're the real deal, and these people, they're charlatans. They don't have Ruach HaKodesh. That's
in other words, Rabbi Levine, you had Navi A and Navi B. The people could not differentiate between a Navi Emes and a Navi Shem.
That's Yirmiyah's defense. That's Yirmiyah's defense. And Hashem says it's not a good argument. The people are smart enough. They are smart enough. They do know the difference. They do know the difference between who's for real and who's a fake. Don't downplay, don't underestimate the person's sense of what is MS. Don't underestimate this. Then the Radak gives another interpretation that it means to indeed to stargazers. It means some other type of mystical thing. Stargazers. They are able, astrologers, they're able to predict the future by looking into the stars. But this is not a koyach of kedusha. The Elil Vitarmus, they are liars, they're foolish, and they're full of deceit. Kosav, he goes into some grammar, Kosav, Biyud, Vikri, Biyud. Okay, so the word over here is, notice, the Krivichsif. It says over here, Olul, there is a Vav, Kosav, Bivav, Vikri, Biyud, it's a Krivichsif. V'in Echad, it's the same meaning. Elil, Hudavar, She'enoi, they're liars. It's not so. The truth is, it's going to be cherev rav. The tarmus libam, they think of deceit. They're clever, deceitful people. Since they think that we are correct, that we are right in our words. Noima, because the people think they have confidence in these Nevi'ei Sheker because they have a good track record. They have good credentials. So therefore, the people, once they have gained the trust of the Hamoinam, they're able to tell them, don't be afraid of Yirmiyahu, it's not going to happen. And everything is good, your deeds are fine and good. And they did this all for their own benefit. If you tell someone that you're good, then everyone likes you, and they like you, they give you a tip, and everything is fine and good. They're deceitful. They plan to fool the people. Okay, the end of the pasuk includes this very powerful word, lochem. The nevuah is not for Hashem, the nevuah is lochem. Amar lochem uchlal hanevim imohem, kamo shu hoya koilel atzma bichlal Yisrael koimer, ki rabu machshavois, ma mishuvois seinu. Like we had before, when Yirmiyah speaks, he puts himself in Klal Yisrael. So here also, like Kadosh Baruch Hu is responding to Yirmiyah, Hashem is saying, Lochem, the Radak learns to you also, Yirmiyah. You are part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when I say Lochem, the Hashem does not say that the misnabin lohem to Klal Yisrael, but not you. You are part of Klal Yisrael. You know, it almost makes it sound, it doesn't say this in the Radak, but it almost makes it sound like Hashem is giving Yirmiyah Musar. And Hashem is saying to Yirmiyah, you're also being fooled. Just the fact that you can present this argument, just the fact that you can present this argument and say
I think it's the Musar is, don't try to pull one over on me. You know the truth.
You also know the truth. So why did you make this argument? You're also being fooled. You're also being fooled by these people. You also should take a hard look, and you also acknowledge that these people are cool to check or don't fall for their lies.
How do they invoke Hashem's name?
Yeah.
Not just the cast of the magic.
Yeah, they say in Hashem's name.
So they quote a Kodesh, Hashem spoke to me?
Yes, that's exactly what the Nevi Sheker. The Nevi Sheker were fine Yidden. They had a long beard and payas, and they wore those round hats. They were very influential. Look, they say Korach. Who is the one who said this? Korach. There was a Chassidus Shemaisa. Chassidus Shemaisa. There was a certain Rebbe. There was a certain person that. He suffered very much in his lifetime, this fellow, and he said, the reason why I'm suffering, and this is a Chassidus Shemaisa, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but there's an interesting message. He said that he suffered very much, and he said, I don't remember the details, that this, I've already been to this world multiple times, because I was the one who gave Moshe Rabbeinu a frask, that when Korach, I was one of Korach's henchmen. I was one of his supporters. And as a punishment, I have to come to this world multiple times. And every time I come to this world, I die a misa meshuna. I die a horrible death. I live a horrible life and a horrible death in order to atone for my sin. And he said, this is my last time. This is the last time I'm here in this world. So then they said to him, they asked him, so what was it like? What was Korach like? So he says, Korach was amazing. He described that Korach was so charismatic, and everyone, the whole Klal Yisrael was on the side of Korach. That's how influential he was. Only if Moshe had a very small following, and the vast majority of Klal Yisrael was influenced to follow Korach. Korach presented himself as being a sheni yid, so he was like the Nevi'i Sheker. So indeed, these people, they had a lot of influence, a lot of power, and they all said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything is going to be fine and good. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yirmiyah that if you look deeply, you'll be able to see that it's all a lie. Let's do one more pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav. So says Hashem concerning the prophets, as they prophesy my name. And I've never sent them. Hashem says it's a lie. Let me affirm that there will be. Indeed, they will be punished. They will die. They will die. Now let's see. Now notice over here that Hashem is having rachmanis, because we mentioned this before that in the previous pasuk, on the previous pasuk, Hashem said back in pasuk Yud Aleph Yud Beis. ki yatsumu eineni shemea elwinasam v'chiyalu oylam minchol eineni roitzam ki bacherev uvorov uvadever anochi nechale oysam. And here, when it says it's going to be a churban, it says in this pasuk, the pasuk tezvav, it says it leaves out dever. So why does it leave out dever? So you can say one of two things. One answer is, in Echanami, Hashem is having rachmanis. Hashem is having rachmanis, is not going to be dever. Hashem over here is after Yirmiyah went and was mispalel and pleaded with Hashem, it's not their fault. Between the lines, Hashem said, okay, maybe you're right. I'll give in to you a little bit. I will remove one third of the oynish. There'll only be cherev and rav, but you're not going to suffer the horror of dever. That's one mahalich. Hashem is giving in a little bit. Or pumfakert. Dever, from the three types of punishment, there's a medrash, there's a chazal that indicates dever is the best. The suffering of cherev and rav is worse than the suffering of death. If a person has a choice, Rachman al-Tzlan, of which tree, David HaMelech was given a choice, at some point in time, should be Dever, Chever Rav, Dever would be preferred. There's less suffering. So Hashem over here is getting angry at Yirmiyah. I told you originally there's going to be three. And at least a third of the population will die a dignified death, relatively speaking, with Dever, and not suffer the horror of Chever Rav. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to take that away. Though everyone's going to only suffer the two harsher decrees and not merit the lesser decree. So you can take this two ways of why here suddenly Hashem is shifting and omitting death. Let's just see this.
But I think there's another thing. It says,
only the Nevi'im. Only the Nevi'im. And then we go into the people. And then we go into the people in the next verse. Okay, let's just do this one pasuk very quickly. Let's finish this pasuk. Pasuk tezvav, l'chein, choyil, the Nevi'im, mislabim, me'achas, me'ele. Because the Nevi'im, they are either they're El-Elil, they're Tarmis, they're Kesem, all of those things. Therefore, Yitam and Yikolabim, they're going to perish in the world. There is no Rashi, that is short Tarradak, l'chein, Yitam and Nevi'im, first, they're going to be punished because they are the enablers. They are the ones who cause Israel. And then the people will come. We'll leave that in Yitzhak Hashem. We'll stop over here.